Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast, The Double Cleanse. I'm Robert Welsh.
And my name is James Welsh.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
welcoming me then.
No, I was thinking everyone and welcoming everyone.
Okay, thank you.
You've already been here.
I'm already here.
I was going to say, welcome to everyone. If this is your first time listening, hi. This is a podcast all about beauty, skincare, makeup. That's it. There's not much else going on. Where we dive into certain subjects every week and talk about something different and get you guys involved in the conversation.
So if you haven't listened to our previous episodes, please go ahead and do. Like, this one's good as well, but you should also start from the beginning, I feel, if you're new to a podcast, right?
I feel like respect the number order.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Which reminds me, guys, can I just say, if you haven't listened to our first episode, number one, just go and have a little listen, just because I was looking, and it seems like a lot of people may have skipped that one.
Yeah, like people started on number two.
Number two. But yeah, go back, and if you like it, you know, listen to number one.
Yeah, why respect not? That number order.
Well, I hope everyone's fine. James, how are you?
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not surprised by it because I'm always
I'm fine.
I'm actually all right. I must admit though, we're not mentioning it, but I am getting a bit cabin fevery.
Sure.
You know, I just want to go out for a nice lunch, not even lunch, like a brunch. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like just, you know, a quick scrambled egg.
You want a quick quiche?
Quick quiche.
That's all. Well, you know what? As soon as we can go leave the house, you know, you can have all the quiche you like.
Yeah, I know. But it's one of those things, isn't it, where you just look in, put it into perspective and realise my quiche is not worth it just now. But learn, you know what, it's a lovely quiche. I'm not gonna learn how to make quiche, come on. Like, everyone's at home baking and stuff.
I know.
I'm not gonna learn any new trades.
I know. Makes me wish I could use an oven.
Yeah, I'm overboard. I'm too far gone bored to be able to pretend to be interested in new stuff.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. But it's a lovely cold day. It's great.
Yes, I was gonna say, the past few weeks have been incredibly sunny.
And incredibly difficult.
Horrible for us because we despise it. And today I woke up and I just heard rain on the window and I was like, oh my God, it's going to be the best day. It's pouring with rain. It's grey. No one's out there. I can't see a soul.
It's not a single sunburnt body out there.
Exactly.
Do you know what? This is really bad, but I was walking my little dog the other day and there was someone sunbathing. And not that all sunbathing is like, you know, it's not something that you should never, ever do, as long as you're taking the right precautions. But there's something about it now that makes my skin crawl. Like, it makes me shudder.
Same. This is why I can't go out in the sun, literally because I'm like, this is an aging process. I get vitamin D through supplements. I'm fine. Everyone's always like, yeah, but you need vitamin D. I'm fine. I'm getting it. But to lay in the sun, it's just, you know, when you just see people's like chests and they're bright red, it's like, yeah, I've been on holiday. It's like, doing what? doing what to yourself? I just feel like, give that a patch of skin how many years and it's going to look like an old leather sofa. You know?
Like creepy.
You might think you're tanned now, but give it a few years. Let me tell you.
It's that thing, isn't it, where it's like, oh no, I go red first and then it turns into tan. I was like, does it though?
I get skin damage first and then I look great.
I have to be completely dehydrated first. Do you remember though when we went to, I think it was Greece, and we didn't think we were tanned? Do you remember? It was when we used to enjoy tan because we think it would make our skin better. And so we went into the like hotel room that they give you where, like, when you're moving out of your room so you can get ready and go get a flight. And we all applied fake tan. Do you remember? Then we got on the
we got these wipes. They were wipes that tan you. But we did more. So we did it, first of all, we fake tanned in what can only be described as hospital lighting.
Yes, yeah.
And so we got on the plane and it was night, all the like window coverings were down. And then we all decided that we weren't tanned enough. So looking in reflections and it being dark and be like, oh my God, we're not tanned enough. So then we started to use more.
Yeah.
On the plane in the dark. Mm. we were pure orange, weren't we? It was terrible. Yeah,
we were like a weird, deep, kind of like wood stain brown. It was the weirdest thing. And it was almost like a shame of coming back from holiday, wasn't it? And not being tanned enough.
Absolutely.
How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm exactly the same. Loving the weather. I feel a bit more organized this week. I feel like I've really got myself into a routine that's working for
freelance life.
I feel self-employed. I call it self-employed.
Yeah,
freelance. I always think of freelancers because I've been freelancers. Like, but you
working for others?
So I feel like I'm doing better in terms of routine. Although I got up early this morning, so I could eat all this stuff, and I just haven't done.
You've just said
hardly anything.
Yeah.
Life is hard sometimes.
Yeah. So I really wish I was someone who like journaled and kept like a bullet journal.
Have you
and
seen those bullet journals?
I love them. You can buy stickers for them and inserts and stuff. And I would love stickers. That.
But I don't, here's the thing. Like I bought a diary, but I was like, right, so now I really need to diary myself and I need to, know the phases of the moon for some reason, and I need to write in every week before I do the week what I'm going to be doing, and I think it's empty still.
I bought a giant bullet journal.
I just, with a bullet journal, it's like, well, that's just going to give me another day where I need to prepare it each month before, which I guess is kind of quite calming. I guess you could like watch TV, whatever, but
I feel like people could really judge you for bullet journaling wrong. Like, I feel like there's an art to it and a strict
rule. A bullet journal cult, I believe.
That's another episode.
Exactly. Like, you shouldn't use gold pens on... No, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, on lined paper. Okay.
Music.
It's a wonderful podcast. So this is something that kind of applies to both of us, Mr. Robert Walsh.
Hi.
Have you heard rumours of Fenty skincare?
I have. I've seen and heard.
Yeah, I need to ask you a question.
Oh.
Have you tried Fenty makeup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
It's very good, yeah.
See, and this is all I've heard is good stuff about Fenty, so I have the biggest expectations for Fenty skincare. I feel like Rihanna, like a quote here, she says, skincare, it's the truth, either works or it doesn't. There's nowhere to hide. She said that to Glamour magazine, which is true.
Very true.
I feel like a lot of people think it's going to be like White Label or it's going to be like Kylie Skin. But I was like, I don't think.
No, where did they get that idea from?
I'm not sure, because I think there's a real stigma with celebrity skincare and makeup, because let's be honest, a lot of celebrity skincare and even makeup lines are shit. They're pretty cheap and bad.
I really trust Rihanna, and I think, I'm just going to sniff one of her products, because it's not fragranced in any way.
What is that?
No, I'm really smelling hard. This is one of her highlighters. Unicorn Match Sticks Shimmer Skin Stick.
There's no smell to
it. Yeah, it looks really good, doesn't it?
Send me over a slice.
Let me just sniff another product.
Sniff another Regena product.
So I'm sniffing Trophy Wife Kilowatt Highlighter.
She's sniffing stuff. And
listen to me sniffing.
Like.
Smells like absolutely nothing.
Remember when you used to work in Debenhams for work experience on the fragrance counter and used to have to describe smells to people?
Oh my God. I always remember when, because it was like my first ever job.
It was our work experience, wasn't it?
It was our work experience. Yeah, that was it. And David Beckham's first fragrance just came out. And they were like going, like, traffic stop. And I didn't realise what that was before. For anyone who hasn't worked in retail, if you've ever walked, like, down a, what's it called, like, in a shop, and they're like, oh, do you want to try this? That's traffic stopping, where you stop people. I didn't know what they meant, so I went right out into, like, the shopping centre outside and was asking people if they want to try David Beckham's fragrance. And some guy told me to fuck off.
Oh. So that would have been you, though.
Yeah, no, it would have been now. I get it now. Yeah, awful.
Yeah, awful. But yeah, I'm really, 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 really looking forward to that.
She's going to be amazing. Launched today, I believe, when we're recording this. It's the 17th. Her new bronzers and blushes. And I'm trying to find them in the UK. And it's like trying to find gold somewhere. I just can't find it.
Like trying to find gold on Animal Crossing.
Yeah, exactly. It's really difficult. But yeah, that's good. For her.
Yeah. What about you for makeup? Anything interesting?
Not really interesting. I ordered this thing today because somebody... I've really got into this thing where people are like, oh, have you seen this? And I'm like, no. And they tag me in it because they know I'm probably either going to be like, oh, it's really good, or oh, it's really crap. So I got tagged in something. I only just saw a message today, but I believe it was a few weeks back. They messaged me a few days back. And it was one of those colour-changing foundations again. And this has already been something that went kind of viral.
Colour-changing foundation.
So it looks like a white cream, and then it goes on the skin. It's like, matches absolutely everybody. And I'm like, no, there's no way. So no. I bought it. I'm going to try it. And my skin tone is quite a difficult one to match in terms of skin because I'm quite neutral. So I'm not pure yellow. I'm not pure red. I'm peachy somewhere in between, but also I'm green. So I have a really difficult skin tone. Yeah, sounds really great. So we'll see how that goes, but I don't believe that something that is pure white when it comes out is then gonna either go pale enough that it's not pure white, just one step paler, or even deep enough to be able to match to everyone's skin tones. I just don't believe it. I think it's
when you said color changing foundation, I was thinking like mood ring kind of thing going on.
Yeah. Oh no, it adapts to your skin tone.
Right. That makes more sense.
So there is actually a kind of technology that exists like that, but you usually find them, you know, when you get like a BB cream or a something that's light, medium, dark, and the shades aren't so specific. But the way they work, it's almost like a capsule of color, and it has like a little bit of red, a little bit of yellow, a little bit of something else, and then that kind of adapts to your skin tone. But it's usually done on like pH balance of the skin, so it isn't really a color adjusting. And then it also contains something called an optical diffuser, which is basically like a pigment that reflects light, so it makes it look like you're getting coverage, but it's actually just bouncing off light everywhere, so making it like look blurry. So we'll see. I don't believe it. I think it's absolute crap.
It sounds like more effort than just matching your own color and getting the color 100%. For yourself.
And it kind of like it already made its rounds where it was like, this is, it does this, and it colors change, and now it's back again. But didn't we all not learn from the first time, you know?
I don't know. Well, it's the first I've heard of it, to be honest with you. It's not something I've ever heard of.
Yeah, well, I'll keep you posted.
Keep us updated for sure.
So today, our topic is going to be Botox and fillers, and all about them guys.
Yeah, those two, which a lot of people, I feel, get muddled up. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, look at all that Botox, and people have fillers done.
Yeah, if they're like, oh my God, you've had so much Botox in your lips.
Yeah, it's like, Botox isn't really something you can see.
Yeah.
You know, whereas fillers is obviously, it's filled up something. But Botox, we're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that and our personal experiences and our previous thoughts and things to do with that. But I believe we asked questions.
Yeah, so we actually put out two questions this week. So we did a poll and we were just like, would you get Botox or fillers? And it was very close. We had 51% of people said yes, 49% of people said no.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So I found that very interesting. So still more yes than no.
That's a lot closer, though, than I thought it was going to be.
I did, yeah. I didn't think one or the other would, you know, which one would win. I thought it would either be a lot of people be like, no, and then, or a lot of people would say yes. So that's very close.
Yeah, I didn't
close.
Think it would be so. Close. Yeah. So as mentioned, me and Robert Walsh, we have had both. We've had Botox and fillers, haven't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what you've had done.
So I've had my nose, a liquid rhinoplasty in my nose. I've had my tear troughs done, which is the space underneath your eyes. Mm-hmm. I've had filler, that was filler, sorry. And I've had Botox in my forehead and in between my eyebrows. And then also we had a fat melting procedure in our chins.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
So which is neither Botox or filler. It's just like a treatment.
A treatment. So I've basically had the same as you. I've had Botox in my forehead and a preventative Botox, which I think we'll talk a bit more about, in my crow's feet area. And also on the nose where my frown line is. I've also had the liquid rhinoplasty that you've had done too. I've had fillers in my cheeks and my, what are these bits called? Again.
That's your cheek, but more like the apples, cheekbone.
Yeah, like the cheekbone and on my chin as well, which they've now completely gone because you could feel them.
You could feel them, and
that's about it. And to be honest with you, out of all of that, the only thing that I think I'd ever get done again is my nose, which I really, really want done again, basically, because we that's something we've had done for a couple years.
I've had it done about 3 times now, and they last about nine months each time.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the Botox in forehead and my nose.
You?
Yeah, I really like it.
See, when I got Botox, I had just started doing like reaction videos and videos where my thumbnails had to be a bit more like expressive.
You couldn't physically lift your brows.
I couldn't physically lift my brows, and when I did, I just looked evil. Like I had like an evil frown.
Yeah.
So if you go back and look at the thumbnails, they are photoshopped. I've had to place my eyebrows into certain positions because I can physically do the expressions.
Yeah.
And for me, it did feel... I feel like my eyebrows are such a huge part of being able to express myself as far as like lifting them up and down and frowning and stuff. I'm looking at them now and I get some lines, but only when I, you know, when I frown and stuff. And I don't think they're my biggest concern, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, we've wanted a nose job since we were, what, like 14?
Yeah, not like desperately. We're just like...
Not desperately. That's the thing.
We would. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we wanted it when we were younger, but I'm glad we waited, 15 years?
Yeah.
To finally do something about it, but before we did do anything about it. And even now, it's not a permanent... change.
Exactly.
It's just, but now we have had that done and we've been having fillers for a couple of years, you a little bit longer than me.
Yeah.
I look back at that now and I'm like, we should have just got a nose job. The amount of money it's cost. Like, you know, but still it's not added up that much yet. But now I'm in a position where I can look at my nose. I know how I like it.
Yeah.
And I could go into a surgery with a picture of my filled nose and be like, this is what I want my nose
this
to look like. Yeah, it's like tiny, tiny little changes, but no, I'm glad we waited until we went crazy with anything.
Yeah, see, I think it's different for me in a way that with Botox, I can move my... I'm doing it now.
Yeah,
eyebrows, but I don't get the wrinkles. I really think... I mean, you went to Harley Street.
Yeah, I had an actual... This is another thing as well, is I had a guy, a doctor, dermatologist, whose profession was facial reconstruction.
Yeah.
So, like, I really trusted him. If anything went wrong, he was licensed to give me other medicines, injections, all that kind of stuff to immediately sort it out. You know, I could, like, saying I couldn't move my face is a bit of an overstatement, but I wasn't getting the expressions that I could usually. But that's the point, isn't it? That's the point, is to prevent your forehead from wrinkling up. If it was every day and I wasn't on YouTube and I wasn't being so expressionative, which expressionative, it wouldn't bother me. I'd be like, oh, fine, yeah, I'd probably like it. But I think because I need to pull stupid faces and I need to be able to raise my eyebrows and wiggle them around, it was a little bit different.
But
the place I went was absolutely incredible. I think if I'm going to have something like that done again, I'd go to somebody with medical license like that.
Yeah, so the girl I go to is medically licensed as well. The second girl, anyway, is medically licensed. Yeah. She's absolutely incredible. And I was going to say, I think it depends on what they do, because she does it in a way to me where for the first, week, I can't really move my brows. But then it kind of just all kind of calms down and I have expression there, but the lines are gone. And for me, with... we don't have wrinkles, at all. But my forehead, I get what I call like dehydration wrinkles, where they're very fine, but they show up like 10 times more under makeup. So if I'm on my camera and it like picks up every single thing about your skin, and I can see them sometimes, and in pictures as well, I would have to like lift my eyebrow, just not with my hands, but you know, just raise my eyebrow slightly to show off makeup, and I could see these lines on my forehead, and I would always have to like edit them out because they just look like they weren't bad at all, to be fair. They were very, very fine lines, but they would just irritate me. So now
exactly the same as you, like here, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be the same with a nose. I could always have to move. And you know what? I was watching a video because somebody commented on a video I did a long, long time ago. And they brought up a point about something I said in the video. So I was like, let me rewatch that. I was looking at my nose and I was thinking, oh my God, it's hooked. I had a hooked nose. Whereas now it's completely smooth. Side profile is really nice off the nose. And now I don't think I would not have it. I have to have my nose now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Otherwise I'm like, I feel like that's not my nose anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheeks and under eye fillers, I'm like, no, I don't...
Yeah, I'm really not bothered. I don't think I saw like a huge difference with under eye fillers when I had it done. The people that I went to that I have a YouTube video about, they gave me like a vitamin injection under my eyes, which I did see a really big difference in. They look really like lively and awake. And that is definitely something I get done as well.
Yeah.
As far as fillers go, being someone that like has retouched pictures in the past, it was those little tweaks that did make such a big difference, if that makes sense. And there is one side of my face that I prefer to the other, and that kind of leveled that out.
Yeah.
But it's not something I'm massively bothered on. That's if we're being super, super picky.
It's the
kind of thing that you notice and no one else
will exactly notice. And I think that's the thing. Once you get into it, like... So I had my nose done, had my Botox done, all kind of at the same time. And then I was like, well, what else can I have? And because our friend booked an appointment to get her lips done, I was like, to the girl who does mine, I have like very, they don't even exist. I was looking at my like nasal, what are these a bit called?
Oh, the like laughter lines.
Yeah.
Labial folds?
No, that's a vagina.
No, is that a vagina? Maybe I don't want to Google this. No, it is.
Oh.
Nasal labial folds.
Oh, okay. I was looking at them and I was like, oh, they need lifting slightly. So I said to her, I was like, can you feel these in? And here's a good thing about where I go compared to everybody else. She was like, no. She was like, I'm not going to do that. She was like, if you want, you can have a tiny bit of filler in your cheek here and that will lift that bit. But she was like, I'm not going to do that. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing as well, because I think we need to talk as well about like if we had any stigmas before going into it, like previously what our thoughts were on it. And I never had a negative thought on fillers or Botox. I've always been like, everyone just do what you want. Back then when, you know, fillers weren't a huge popular mainstream thing, when people were getting breast enlargements, when people were getting butt fillers, when people were having nose jobs, I didn't care. Do what makes
as long
me happy.
As it was being done safely, then that was all that mattered, really.
Safely and subtly. And I think this is where the stigma nowadays come from, is you see the type of fillers that people are doing for certain people, and you're like, this is absolutely ridiculous. You know, when you think of filler, you instantly think
overplumped
Kylie Jenner lips, or you think like Essex Girl, you know, with like massive lips, like huge cheekbones, overplumped, like you know, like the Towie lot and the Made in Chelsea
exactly
people.
Yeah,
and these are the kind of things that you think, why are people doing this to them? Like, who's
that's
doing
it? Like, that? Why haven't you stopped yet? Like, why have you not said no? I remember seeing this girl with massive, massive lips, and this is the person that we went to before who was great.
Mm.
But she had these huge lips, and I remember the girl saying to us, like, she keeps wanting her lips done, and I'm gonna have to keep saying no. But she was actually correcting something that had been done before as well. Yeah. And it's like, so the person then before that had injected their lips to a point so much that, like, the inside of her lip looked like it was coming out.
Hanging out.
Why didn't they stop? Why were they not like, actually, no, because if I do this, like who are these people doing this?
I remember that girl coming in. Do you remember? She walked in, and the lady we used to go to first, literally, as she walked, she went, no. She went, I'm not giving you anything else. She was like, no, it's for my sister. It's for my sister. And this girl came in who was having her lips done for the first time.
Yeah.
But I think that's important because, like a tattoo artist, like a hairdresser, they want to be proud of their work, I guess. And
exactly.
Be like, you know, like, but also, like, medically and you know just professional about it.
You should like, know what the results would be ahead of time and what you should and shouldn't be doing, you know.
I think that's where a stigma comes in as well, is like that you see all these crazy people on TV and the internet as well, like the program Botched, for example, and you relate these like fillers and Botox to these crazy looking people rather than like little tweaks here and there, little medical procedures.
You relate it to being like fake and being like over the top, which it can be.
Yeah. And I do find it like, this is the thing, like talking to the people who I went to last in Harley Street to have it done, who were incredible, and I would say 100% worth the money. I didn't have to pay for it, but if you were going to pay, I would pay for it.
Yeah.
Some people are like, you know, it's dangerous putting needles in your face, all this kind of stuff. It's more dangerous you sitting at home doing a 30% chemical peel on your face than going to a licensed professional medicine man.
Yeah, medicine was
learned voodoo witch.
Voodoo witch.
A licensed professional doing the procedure for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's certain things that like shouldn't be in the hands of consumers but are available for us to get online. And this is the thing as well, I think, like, with everything, there's dangerous ways of having it done, there's proper ways to have it done, there's people are better at it than other people.
Of course,
you know, it's like getting a haircut. You know, the more money you pay, the better the results, and the more licensed the person is probably going to be as well.
Yeah.
Not always, and that's something you should always check. But, and it's the thing as well. It's like, why, you know, no, that's the face you were born with. Like, you know, like, you should just keep it. But then you can say like, well, that's the hair we were born with. Just keep it. Why
exactly.
dye it another color?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the skin you were born with. Like, why treat it with certain other things? Just deal with it. You know.
Yeah.
And I think as long as you are going to a licensed professional, there should be no stigma. As
but then
you're...
here's the thing as well, if you say to someone, oh, I'm gonna get my nose filled in, my cheeks filled in, oh no, don't do it, tell me why don't do it.
And
what, like genuinely, what's your reason? Oh, because you're gonna overdo it. Who said I'm gonna overdo it? Like, they're gonna put a certain measurement, there's a certain measurement you can say you want or don't want, and it's like people have, it's like this unnecessary fear. Well, I say unnecessary, but I've been sent a few little botch stories from people.
Well, this is the thing as well, before we get onto those stories, the reaction shouldn't be, oh no, don't, like, you'll go too far. The reaction should be, oh, like, who are you going to, what are their background, like, do you know
what's
other people
reviews?
Review with them,
exactly.
What's their reviews, you know, what's the what do they call them? Treatment rooms, like, or salon, whatever they call them, the practice.
Yeah.
What does that look like? And I think that's the thing, is like, I think it comes from a space where we let people do what they want to do. But saying that, it's become really, really popular.
It has become really popular. It's become like commonplace and like life for a lot of people.
It's become a trend, but then with that comes people who aren't massively qualified to do it as well.
Exactly.
So they might have a certificate. You know, there are courses. There are courses that takes like a week to do, and you can suddenly administer like fillers and Botox and stuff. Yeah, we'll have to fact check that, or someone else fact check it. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's become a service that people are wanting.
Yeah.
Whether you know, they're trying to fulfill the demand, and people are just wanting to make money from it as well. So they're going on these little like 1 week courses, and like overnight they're suddenly able to administer fillers and Botox and put needles in your face, which is something I find more scary than just maybe something going wrong.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Exactly. And it's like with everything. If you're going to get something done, if you're going to get a tattoo, if you're going to get a piercing, if you're going to get Botox or fillers, you need to do your research. And I think that's where the main concentration of concern should
exactly. be. And if you go into someone's house and they're doing it in their living room or they're doing it in their bathroom, just don't do it.
Yeah, just don't go.
So we asked you guys over on our Instagram at the Double Cleanse Podcast, go and take a look. We talk you to you. We asked if you've ever had any like botched stories. Like, have you had really bad fillers? Have you had any bad Botox? Things like that. So we had a reply. It was like, yes, where do I start? So she had Botox in her masseter muscle. I don't know how to say that. To stop clenching. I think that, like, jaw clenching.
Oh, like the jaw, yeah.
Yeah, and it also sims a face. One side was fine. The other side affected the nerve, and I couldn't move it for 3 months. Yeah. She had tear throughs. Not tear throughs. Tear troughs. Done and cheeks, and had an allergic reaction where her whole face swelled up. Turns out she's hypersensitive to fillers, and my body fights it. Had to be put on steroids that have given me moon face. Don't even look like me.
Oh my life. God,
that's awful.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like you can't patch test a filler or patch test Botox. So it's not like you can be like. Somebody said about their lips as well. They have their lips done. They were completely bruised, which can sometimes be normal, and ended up in one huge lump on top of their lip.
Oh my god.
Awful. Never again.
Awful. See, so that's an example of like poor application, right?
Yeah. It's like, oh my god, sorry, I just read a really horrible one. I'm a registered massage therapist, and a patient of mine had botulism from Botox hitting her facial nerve. She was paralyzed for over a year and needed to relearn how to walk. One side of her body is permanently weaker from the nerve damage now. Her friends still get Botox. She's a 1 in a million case. Yeah.
And this is the thing as well. It's very rare that you can hear success stories from people who have Botox or fillers, because people do still kind of keep it a secret. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not everyone's going to be like, oh, I'm just sharing my positive review
of course,
Kelly's needles. Do you know what I mean? Like, down the road. Like, they're not going to be like, you know, sharing their success stories, because it's something that a lot of people do keep private. And it does look natural most of the time. Do you know what I mean? So there's no need to like rant and rave about it. But you do hear these one-off stories. And I think one that we were quite scared of initially was going blind from having fillers in our nose.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is why when I went to the practice that I went to have it done, he showed me like a whole graph of the face, and you know, they know exactly where the nerves are. But if anything was to happen, which has never happened in their practice before, this is why you need someone medical there with a medical license, so that they can then give you something to stop that immediately.
Of course, yeah, exactly.
So yeah, but yeah, you do hear like all these awful cases, but again, like 1 in a million.
Yeah, and it works differently in other people. That's like sometimes like the filler can dissolve in the body quicker, or Botox can go quicker. Someone says here, my friend paid thousands of dollars for under eye filler from Kim Kardashian's plastic surgeon in Los Angeles. The fillers completely disappeared in less than 2 months.
Oh, he'd be so pissed off.
How annoyed. But that's the thing as well, because the filler is hyaluronic acid. So it's a natural, so it like naturally occurs in our skin anyway. So it kind of works with your body in a way where if you don't drink enough water, it can shrink. If you do whatever, if you exercise, it can disappear, you know, all this other stuff. So it works completely different with everyone. So there is no guarantee that no matter how much you spend on it, it's going to last a longer time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, hyaluronic acid is something that our skin is constantly kind of not turning over, but like it's something that as we get older, we lose that hyaluronic acid. So obviously injecting it in, your body's still going to work to get rid of it as well, if that makes sense. So, but then we always warned if you're doing things like exercise, if you're sweating a lot, if you're putting a lot of pressure on those areas, it's not going to last as long. Saying that though, the first nose fillers I got probably did last me about 4 months. The one I got more recently, I can still see it. It's going down, but it's been like nearly, I don't know, months and months and months and months. And I don't feel like I need to get it redone for another year altogether, since my first one. And that's another thing as well, back to the one in a million thing. We're not saying, oh, it will never happen, like, you're fine.
Oh, yeah, we're not being like, oh, they were just unlucky, because they're horrible stories.
It's more like, again, do your research.
Yeah.
Make sure that people you know have been, look at the reviews online, you know, make sure that they're well established.
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Say.
There's also another reply to the question. It says, they were saying they haven't had any, like, kind of botched stories, but they say, it doesn't look good when I see other people with fillers. Here's the thing, you shouldn't know. You shouldn't have to tell. And she's right, because there are some people, like we said, that is way over the top. But the thing is, you shouldn't really know. You shouldn't see it too much, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing as well, is it's all about who you go to, and it's going back to it now becoming such a popular service that a lot of people who aren't trained massively in doing it but still hold a license to do so are doing it. And you know, there's other people who have years and years of practice who have been doing it since it became like a huge trend, you know exactly how to make it look natural, who know what the limits are, who knows how to make your lips like they're not turning inside out, and how to not make your cheeks feel rock hard, stuff like this. So I that's where the stigma comes from, is it's the obvious filler, which in my opinion is the bad filler. I mean, it might be a look you're going for if you want big...
If that's your thing.
Massive lips. That's your thing. But, you know, it's meant to be not obvious. It's meant to be little tweaks.
I think it's when it's obvious and somebody who's never met you before can be like, they've had filler, then you know you've gone too far. And here's the thing, somebody replied to it as like, no, I haven't. Have you guys? Just kidding. It's like, well, yeah, we have, but you can't see it because it's really natural. So, and that's another thing. It's not a bad thing. I'm very open with the fact that I've had them, especially if I've had like a filler under my eye and I'm trying to say how amazing like a concealer is. I'll be like, oh, I have had filler under my eyes, because then I feel like you have to disclose that, because... you know, one day you could have it and then next week in your next video suddenly you have smooth under eyes, and it isn't because of anything you're using, it's because of the filler, you know?
This is the a lot of people think immediately consider it a bad thing, like it's a bad thing to do because, like you say, the results are bad if you have it poorly done.
I feel like people think it's a form of desperation to have something changed on your face. But when to me, it falls under the same thing of cosmetic surgery. For some people, there was a comment that someone said they had a liquid rhinoplasty done because they really hate their nose. And it's a really good way for them to have something done that isn't invasive. When this... when the liquid rhinoplasty first came out, it was called the lunch hour nose job or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I used to do it. I would go on my lunch break and then go back to work and I would have a new nose and it was great and it didn't hurt. It wasn't like, there was no blood anywhere. I wasn't swollen. I wasn't bruised, nothing like that. And it was just completely non-invasive. And it just works. People don't want to go under the knife and they don't want to have to do this all the time just to feel a little bit better about themselves. And if it's something like your chin or your cheek, or maybe you don't have a chin, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Maybe it's not that prominent. Maybe it's something you were bullied for in school, you know? But to have a fix like that the only thing you really have to be scared about is needles, and even then it doesn't hurt because they numb you so much, is a really good alternative. It's a really nice thing to have.
Yeah, I don't think anyone should be shamed for wanting to change something that they're not happy about in any way, whatever it is, whether it is your skin, whether it's the state of your skin, whether it's like, this is the thing. When we had acne, if someone went to me, well, you should just, you know, be proud, not proud of your acne, but you should just be like, learn to live with it and learn to love yourself. Yeah, that's all well and good.
Yeah.
But let's be real. We don't want it. Yeah. And like, that's why there's medical, prescriptions to help with your acne. That's why there's products to help with your acne as well. I don't see the difference between that and wanting to do a little tweak on your nose for me. To me, something that I've not liked all my life. Like, now I can literally get a filler in the arch.
Yeah.
For a couple of hundred quid. Well, it's more than that. But for, you know, for what is averagely a couple of £100. Like, why not? Why not?
And here's the thing, like, I think we said earlier that it's becoming like a trend to have like fillers and things like that done. A lot of influencers look the same because they're having the same procedures done, the same cheeks, the same lips, everything like that. But there's a lot of concern as well about, we always say it, like, people, if they are like your idols, things like that, you kind of want to look like them and you kind of want to be like them. A lot of people are open about having fillers and kind of have to because their lips are extremely obvious, you know, because they get it done to look good in makeup, whatever.
Yeah.
But then it kind of brings up the question of, how old are your followers? How old are they when they think, I want lips when I'm old? Let me say that again, because everyone has lips.
Oh god, I wish I had lips. But no, you're right, because this is a thing as well, as like we mentioned right at the beginning, is that we have hated our noses pretty much our whole lives, not to the point where, you know, we were depressed about it or bullied about it, which some people do. And in the case, that's when I would say, why would you deny them having something that can fix something that's troubling them so much? But we waited years before we jumped into a nose job. Because, well, we haven't had a nose job, but, you know, we didn't get that done. And I do think that that's important as well, is to grow into your features.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing, like, even before we got fillers in our nose did look different to how it looked when we were younger.
Yeah, exactly.
You grow into it. And that's one thing that does worry me about younger people getting stuff done, is things like cheek fillers are popular now. For what reason, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? And everyone seems to want them done.
Sometimes I see the benefit in cheek fillers. For example, like the girl I go to said, because it will lift this part of your face if you really need to. But other than having bigger cheekbones, what's the benefit? Like, bigger lips, some people don't have, you know, a bigger lip, and you can get lip injections to help, like, gummy smiles. Like, if your gums show, and that's something that makes you self-conscious. Nose, because you might have a really hooked nose. But who's like, oh my god, my cheekbones are
slightly inverted. Set
like
back.
That's not it's not a thing. So it's another kind of like, not unnecessary. I hate, like, saying fillers unnecessary, because I can't say what I do is unnecessary.
But then that's the thing, it's like, I not saying people shouldn't have it done, because if you want that done, have it done. It's a cosmetic procedure. It's there to make you what you think is a better version of yourself.
Yeah.
But what I think is, what I personally think is that a lot of younger people are getting stuff done just because it's available. And like you said, it's a trend. It's a look trend at the moment. And a lot of people looking the same, because they have the same pronounced cheekbones. They have the same giant lips. Do you know what I mean? And they have the same eyebrows. Yeah. You know, not cosmetically done, but
Well, here's the thing.
On.
Yeah. a lot of people, a lot of like places that do these kind of injectables. Oh wait, no, that's drugs.
No. It? Oh yeah, no, that is. I don't know. Oh. No, you can say injectables.
Yeah. So let's say injectables. They do a similar package called the Kylie package.
Yeah.
And that is a certain measurement of milligram in the jaw, chin, lips, cheeks. So literally, it is the same thing going into your face as everybody else who is getting that package. So although their bone structure is slightly different, you know, everyone's bone structure is different, the end result is a similar aim.
Yeah.
So everyone is starting to look the same. And as a child, some people who, you know, are probably a little bit more like, maybe not so confident, are going to look at that and be like, oh, that's how I want to look, or that's how I need to look. And to achieve that, it's not like a weight loss thing where, yeah, they can do exercise or like, you know, a haircut or something like that. It's an injection. It's something in the face.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Well, this is the thing as well, is a lot of people don't like fillers and Botox because it's considered fake.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, like, I'm not linking that straight on from Kylie, but I remember when I did my Kylie skincare review, a lot of the comments were personally attacking the way she looks and calling her fake.
Yeah, I got that. I did, reaction to her makeup routine.
Mm.
I was like, she has a fake something. Her face is made from plastic. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, this thing as well is like, I don't care, as I mentioned, if people have had Botox, fillers, like any kind of injectables, whatever. But I do think if you're... This goes back to advertising stuff. Yeah. So I do think if you're selling, for example, makeup, lip liners and lipstick that you say overlining your lip enhances the size of your lips, but you're not disclosing that you've had lip fillers, exactly. I then think that's false advertising, for example.
Yeah, because like, anything would look great on your lips if you had, you know...
Yeah, and like you said earlier, if you're talking about how great concealer is under your eyes and you've had your tear troughs done, which I think don't think we actually explain what that is for people who don't know, but it's an injection under the eyes that kind of hides your bags and lifts up, plumps up the skin underneath it.
Yeah.
I also think that's false advertising.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then people always say, a lot of comments I see is that people don't trust, like, someone mentioned something about a YouTuber who I absolutely love, like, I love their content, and somebody commented on a video of mine so that they don't trust this person because they've had Botox, so they don't trust their skincare routine. And I was like, that doesn't make sense, because Botox doesn't affect the quality of their skin.
It may be like an anti-aging of their skin, but still, like, anti-aging is so much more than a wrinkle.
Yeah,
it's discoloration, and it's, you know, it's all these other things, sun damage. It's so much more than that. I get it if this person's like, I've been using this cream for a week, and then they have Botox in between, and they'll be like, look how smooth I am now.
Mm.
That would be like, you forgot to mention you have Botox. But if someone's really open about having it, then, you know, if you like someone's skin, it isn't just because they're wrinkle-free. Hopefully, it's because you like how even the skin tone is, or you admire how much they have, you know, in terms of knowledge when it comes to skin.
Mm, how bright they look and how, like, healthy they look. But this is another thing as well, is it's not just Botox and fillers. Like, before this whole outbreak happened and lockdown happened, I was about to get IPL treatment on my rosacea.
Yeah.
But for months now, I've been trying LED masks and stuff. So now I'm going to have to say, I don't know if these work, because I'm now going in for professional.
Exactly.
It's not laser, but like IPL. So I think as long as like you're open and honest about it, like I've turned down a job because of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I turned down a sponsorship because I can't say I can't give you results because I'm about to get something professionally done.
Exactly.
I think as long as you've been open and honest about it when it comes to areas that are actually affected, or in general, if you want to talk about it. But then if you aren't an influencer and you aren't sat online talking to people about the quality of product, there's no reason why you have to disclose if you've had anything
Exactly. I do think influencers have to have a sense of transparency, to everything they do. Like, absolutely everything, whether it's sponsorships, whether it's procedures. Obviously not medical procedures, like they have something done for health, you know, things like that. And even somebody did have to have a nose job for breathing reasons, you can bet everyone online, so like, you had a nose job, you did this. So, you know, it kind of just comes with a territory as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's better to disclose it. How do you feel about videos that film the procedure, like a lip filler or something like that?
Oh, I think it's good. I think it's important to educate people on how it's done, how it should be done if the person is a reliable, licensed, I don't know the proper word, licensed filler giver.
Licensed labial fold.
Labial fold doer. I feel like it's good to see it done. I think they do make me feel a bit like squeamish. Mm-hmm. I'm fine when it's done to myself, but looking at other people, I think it's important to see how it's done properly.
And it can put some people off, you know, if they're thinking about it. It kind of gives them a good idea, doesn't it, I guess, of the actual situation and how it's actually done.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, like, going back to what we were talking about earlier as well, is they're having some real awful cases of deaths, like back alley procedures done.
Cement injected into the face.
Literal cement injected into the face. Olive oil injected into the face. Silicone, shower sealant. Like injected into people's bum cheeks and stuff like that. When I worked for Top Man in Oxford Circus in London, a girl that worked in Topshop was all over the news because she had flown to, I believe it was Brazil, and got these illegal injections done. She flew because it was much cheaper, but they were basically back alley injections and she ended up dying. And it was horrible. Awful. Like, it was awful, awful. And that's the thing as well where I think some stigma comes in, like, is that when people do think of this stuff, they think about these deaths and these like back alley operations, which again, we'll reiterate over and over and over, which is why it should be done somewhere trustworthy.
Exactly.
And to be honest, you should invest in it. It's something that I would say spend money on if you're going to have it done.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Yeah. Like, you don't be like, I remember this girl whose makeup I used to do all the time. She had her lips done all the time. And one day she came to me before, where was she going? Oh, she was going out somewhere that evening and we were doing her makeup. She was like, oh, don't do my lips though, because I'm having my lips done. I was like, oh, again. And she was like, yeah, I got a voucher online for a discount. I was like, are you kidding? And then since then, her lips were not the same. Like, they were, they didn't look very nice at all. Because she got a voucher. Because there shouldn't be a deal on a medical procedure. Like, imagine,
and that's what it is.
And that's what it is. It's a medical procedure, and it's treated that way. And then it's like when you get a trainee to cut your hair. Like, you know, you're gonna leave with no sideburns, or or it's gonna be uneven. You know,
And I think that's the thing as well, is like, because more and more people are able to do it with a license, like get a certificate, it's becoming more and more affordable. And the more and more affordable it is, the younger and younger the people get who are having it done. Exactly. I mean, obviously there's an age limit on it, or I believe certain people have an age limit, or you could bring your mum along or whatever. But I do feel like it's something that it's changing your face. And I do think you have to grow into your face. It sounds really stupid,
exactly,
but you have to grow into your face before you get stuff like this done. Why am I rounding it up? I feel like, you have to, I do like tips, like, do your research, grow into your face.
Yeah.
You know, make sure it's something you really, really want. There's no going back. Well, there is. If it goes really bad, they can fade out for you. It'll fade. Yeah. And in the end, that's it. It will fade out. If something's gone wrong, it will fade out.
And if you have to take your mum along with you because you're too young, then you're too young. Like, fine for emotional support if you're nervous. Yeah. But if you're like, make sure you bring your mum because you're not the right age, then maybe give it a little while, you know. I saw another reply and it was like, I've had baby Botox, so preventative Botox.
Oh, we were going to talk about this. Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
So I have seen 50-50 splits when it comes to dermatologists talking about this. Some people are like, yeah, it's a great thing. Other people have been like, either way, you're going to be having it done all the time. So if you're getting baby Botox, which is just like a new cool, fun term for preventative Botox, you're going to be keeping up with the Botox injections anyway. Yeah. So you may as well wait until you actually get those fine lines. In my opinion, those fine lines, get it done and then continue to have it done, rather than having all these preventative steps on the way
for it to
just spending
anyway.
More money for it to happen. Do you know what I mean? And like, that's the whole point, is like, all you're doing with preventative Botox is preventing what will eventually happen.
Yeah.
So like, you have to do it to keep it away. Does that make sense? So, like, either you're paying for it your whole life to keep it away, or you're paying for it when you actually get those fine lines, and then you're paying for it to keep it away.
Yeah, you're going to have the same results. Exactly.
Like, what's the point in having it done right now?
Yeah, I guess it's so it's like, I hope my face never moves.
That's, I think people are saying, like, it's a preventive measure, so you don't get those deep lines, but then Botox can fill out those deep, fillers and Botox can, no, just fillers can fill out those deep lines anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, what's,
yeah,
I don't get it. I don't really get the point.
Yeah. I get what you mean. It's almost like, you might as well just wait for it to happen and be like, oh, there's a line. Cause
I smiled once.
Botox. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen anyway. Preventative Botox might just be a waste of money. Wait till you see that first line, get yourself an appointment mm-hmm. next week and be like, okay, now I'm going to do it. But
Oh my God. When my first proper job, right, was in TK Maxx, and I worked with this girl called Stevie, and she was amazing. And her mum was in, I think it was like Heat magazine. And it was like the lady who's never smiled so she doesn't get a wrinkle.
Right.
She was like, my mum's in Heat magazine. She looked, no joke, absolutely incredible. Ugh. Absolutely insane. She looked so young. She looked like Stevie's sister. She looked so good. And in the Heat magazine, there was just pictures of her, literally, like,
not smiling
at, like, birthdays, family. But then you do have to think, is it worth, like, caring that much your whole life about getting a wrinkle that you're not going to smile your whole life?
You know what? Yes. Oh, do you? Because you know what? You can look back on the pictures and then, like, you know, people later on when you're dead will be like, yeah, they look miserable, but they were actually really nice.
Yeah. They're actually a really nice person.
Yeah. If I could be 80 years old sitting around looking like I'm 40, that would be great.
But you can now because of Botox and fillers.
And fillers, that's true.
So and, you can just smile and get on with your life.
Yeah, tape that holds you up. Oh, here's the thing. I got tagged in something today and, because I do these, like, reaction videos to really poor makeup techniques and things like that, I get tagged in a lot of stuff that I can't really comment on because I don't get skin so much and I don't understand hair so much. And there was this video, and it was this girl who had... There's a trend at the moment going around, which, of course, it's been a trend for years, but they've named
I think.
Fox eye trend.
Oh, no, God, no.
It's basically a technique, how you do your makeup, that makes your eyes look lifted. Which is again something that's been done for years and years and years and years. But it's a trend now because somebody put it on the internet. And it was a video of this girl, and she was doing this trend, but at the same time she was also grabbing two pieces of hair from the side of her head and pulling them up and back really, really tight. So it lifted up her eyes and stretched out her eyes slightly.
Mm. Oh, what's the word for that? The something facelift?
Croydon facelift.
Croydon facelift.
That's what we called it. That's what we called it where we were anyway. But it's basically like people would tie their hair up really tight and lift up their face. And I mean, it's what you do with like... tape, like facelift tape. You can put bits of tape on the side. I mean, but it's not with hair. But... I mean, that stretching off the skin can't be so great for you. And that's why some people do this thing where they're like, why get Botox when you can just buy tape that you can stretch your lids with? It's like, well, every day you have to hide it under hair. And what if you're a guy and you have short hair? You're going to walk around with tape hanging off, you know, bits of string hanging around the back of your head.
Very odd.
Yeah, really ridiculous.
Very strange. Is there anything that you want done in the future? Breast
so job. I was good. Yes, I would like bigger breasts. No, but I was before obviously this viral outbreak, I was going to get my cheeks, like a tiny bit of my cheeks, to lift up that little area,
right?
Just to see what it was like. And here's the thing as well, it is so easy to do it, but I'm like, oh, I'll do it just to see what it's like as well.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's nothing really I would really want done. I would love to lose like my chin a little bit and then be like, oh, would I like some jaw filler? I don't know. Mm. Not really. There's nothing I look at my face and I'm like, I desperately need that done. But there's always like, oh, what if I did this? What if I did this? How would that look, you know?
Yeah. See, I just want nose job now. Like we were saying, like now we spent years like filling it and seeing if it's... it's something now I feel confident in making permanent.
Yeah. No. But here's the thing as well. Like, a liquid rhinoplasty adds something to your nose to make it look smaller.
Yes.
Whereas with a real nose job, you have it taken away. Oh,
that's a point as well. So,
I like how my forehead runs into my nose. Like, yeah. that
like a
thing.
Cascading waterfall.
Yes, like a beautiful waterfall. So I like that, whereas I guess I would have to have a physical implant, or I would get my nose job so it looks smaller from the front and then just keep getting my liquid rhinoplasty, to fill in that gap.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah. We can never be happy, huh?
Yeah, well, this is the thing as well. It's like the constant strive for a perfection that doesn't exist.
That's it.
Okay, so let's think about this. I think our overall opinion is, don't start too young, because it is a trend and trends fade out, much like fillers and Botox.
Yes.
Grow into your face.
Grow
and do your research. I think that's the most important thing. If you don't want to be these disaster stories, these botched stories that everybody knows and what everybody links immediately to Botox and fillers, you've got to do your research.
Absolutely. And I think as well, it's like, know when to stop. Realize your face, if that makes sense.
Realize your face.
Yeah. But at the same time, here's the deal, right? I always think about it. You know, when you have a friend who smokes and you're like, oh, smoking again. And you're trying to get them to quit by making them feel like bad about it. That's also not the way to get somebody to stop doing their fillers. So, you know, just be like, oh, this looks great how it is now. Just how you are, like, right now.
You're stunning now. Just right the second right now.
Yeah. Just right now. I feel like it's, sorry, sanitizing my hand, that was an unnecessary background noise.
Oh, why sorry are you sanitizing your hand right now?
Because I touched my hair and it's greasy.
Oh, okay.
I definitely agree with what you said. Just be, I was going to say, be prepared.
Be prepared,
but
everyone.
That's absolutely not what I meant.
No.
Yeah, someone's going to come and fill your face if you like it or
get,
not.
Get ready. Lock your doors, everyone.
Oh, God.
Listen out for needles.
Yeah,
I think that's the thing as well. Like, I feel like the stigma comes from people seeing bad jobs, basically.
Yeah, and I do think it's not anyone's place to be like, oh, you look full of... Your lips are too big, your cheeks are too big, all this is too big. Let people be, let them do whatever. At some point, they're going to be like, yeah, you know what, it's too much.
You know what, as well? The people that are probably getting this stuff done are the people that have probably had insults, hate comments thrown at them about the way they look.
Exactly.
So these are probably the type of people as well who are being like, oh, your nose looks like crap. And then when they get it done, they'll be like, you're fake because you've got filler.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you want?
What do you want from the world?
What do you want? Exactly. So I think leave people be. If they want something done, let them have it done. If they don't want something done and they're very, very happy with the way they look, good for them.
Exactly.
But it's no one's place to tell anyone how they look, if they think they look like no one else for your opinion, and it's none of your business. It's none of my business. It's none of your business.
No one's business.
Yeah, but I'm also very intrigued.
Also tell us everything.
Also tell us everything about yourself and your face.
Guys, do let us know what you think. Again, keep it classy. Don't be like, oh, Kylie Jenner's face. Just be... Let's keep it nice. You know?
I don't think anyone that listens to us is like that.
Yeah, exactly. Would hope not. Thank you again for listening. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram at the Double Cleanse Podcast, where we'll be asking on our stories the question for our next episode. So if you want your opinion heard, or you have a very strong opinion about what we're going to be talking about, then let us know there. I think that's it, James. Oh, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe as well. Ratings and reviews really help in terms of getting our podcast seen, although it's still doing very well. So thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Around the world.
Around the world.
This is
our new outro music.
Yeah.
don't use the real music, just that would do.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com. This time you did something for the